2 weeks to go, guys. I'm sorry. It's only 2 weeks. 14 days, really. If you don't have your shopping done by now, get it done, because the pressure is on to get the perfect Christmas gift. And joining me on the line now is a lady who could very well help you with that problem. Deirdre Maxey, proprietor of Robin Hill Sanctuary down there in Cove. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I am not too bad. And you must be very busy in the run-up to Christmas, are you?
We're very busy, absolutely. Our gift vouchers are doing really well this year, thanks be to God. Because there's such a lot to choose from, I suppose, really. You know, from afternoon tea to massages, bed and breakfast, etc. But, I think a lot of people are going vouchers these days. It seems to be the easy way to...
It does, and I mean, people like to kind of nearly choose their own gift at this stage as well, don't they? It seems a bit of a strange one, but people like to choose what they do, and that's where the vouchers are always the perfect solution. The Robin Hill Sanctuary itself, I was having a look at your website down there. For people who are not familiar with it, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it's Robin Hill is a beautiful old house. It's a Victorian house built in 1866, overlooking Cork Harbour, built by Lord Rushbrook, who was an admiral in the British Navy at the time, which is now Hall Boland. And I then had some form of a brainstorm how many years ago? Nearly 15 years ago now. I was working and living in Danmire at the time, and I knew the people who owned Robin Hill, and we had a chat, and for some reason I ended up buying it. Got through a recession. I don't know how I'm still alive, but anyway, we got through it, and I'm just developing it all the time, and it's a lovely place, and it occupies a lot of my life and my energy, but it's okay. I like it, you know. My background originally was nursing, and before that I come from a family who had a business family, I suppose. My grandfather was a bit of an entrepreneur, and the older people who might be listening might remember Mackesy's in Oliver Plunkett Street, which is now where the Voodoo Rooms is. So he was a bit of a Christie ring of his day, apparently. I was reading up about him recently. My granddad, he had an All-Ireland hurling and football medal, and he was a great sportsman altogether. So he was the person, I suppose, maybe I got some of the business gene from him. And then 15 years ago, anyway, decided to move down to Cove. And it's been a nice journey. A journey. A learning curve.
Isn't that what they call it? But it is one thing, though, Deirdre, to take on something and say, do you know what, I'm going to turn it into this beautiful old house. It's gorgeous. I'll turn it into a B&B. But it's more than just that, isn't it? Because you have a range of treatments and services attached to it as well.
There's a holistic centre here, so I do acupuncture and homeopathy, Chinese herbal medicine. I've been at that for the last 23 years nearly. Prior to that, I used to be a nurse, I've always kind of been in the medical healing business. What else do we have? We've got a B&B. We've got 6 rooms in the old house, which are very nice. They're all done up. We've got tea rooms, and our afternoon tea has been classed as one of the best in Cork. So baking is one of my passions, so if you're looking for me, I'm often in the kitchen covered with pastry and things.
Are you the lady, so when I was watching that video, are you the lady making the scones in the video?
I am.
I was wondering whose hands they were.
Yeah, they're my hands. And puddings and mince pies. So I love baking. I kind of find it therapeutic, you know. I don't know. I think it's a default switch. You go in and you're creating something. In the first instance, you've got to give it all your attention, and then by the time you got something in the oven, I love the smell of the stuff cooking.
I know.
Not to mind eating it. Enlarged waistline. But anyway, that's another day's work. So we have tea rooms. We're doing very well with the afternoon teas, and a lot of people now, I suppose, because of the drink driving laws, they tend to go for tea parties, and it's like an occasion, I suppose, and it's very popular in lots of places, not just here. But so we do a nice afternoon tea, and then we do all kinds of spa treatments, from all kinds of beauty treatments, combinations of, and all types of massages. What else do we do? We do the latest thing that we're doing, and it's doing really very popular. I absolutely love hosting them. But we're doing yoga retreats.
They're becoming massively popular lately, aren't they?
I went to a few now abroad over the years, and I must say I love them. The last one I was at had me out of bed at about 6 o'clock in the morning. Without even a drink of water.
Well, that wouldn't appeal to you starting off now, Deirdre, would you? If someone said 6 o'clock in the morning, get out of bed.
Me? No, I used to do it because I thought I'm over here doing this retreat, just get up and do it. But this one is much more relaxed because I just think we're under enough stress in this world. You know, we're contactable 24/7 and we all work very hard. Ours is a much more civilised. Yoga is at 11 on a Saturday morning. You arrive on a Friday. There's four yoga sessions. Two of them are candlelit. There's nice food. And you can have your pamper treatments. Head off into Cove, go to Cork, go to Marlowe Woods. Go for a swim up the road. It's very, very easy going. And then at night time, then people tend to congregate in front of our lovely open fire. And people make great friends. And the last crowd now, they're all talking about reunions and they're coming back in March. And we're joined. One of the ways we advertise ourselves is through a forum called yogaretreats.com. And we met a lovely Dutch lady who was here for the last retreat. Now, we're doing another one over Christmas because they're so popular. And I just thought that lull time between Christmas and the New Year, when you're kind of worn out from eating and you're getting kind of enthusiastic about your resolutions, which rarely get kept. It's the perfect time, you know. So,
yeah.
So we're hosting another one on the 28th, 29th of December. So it's residential. So it's a two-night, three-day retreat.
Yeah, and it sounds brilliant because it really does sound like with the Robin Hill Sanctuary that it really is a place to congregate, just to sit, to chat, to relax, to kind of, as you said, put the phones down, put them away, because we live in a world where we don't switch off. Even when we're at home and we're finished a day's work, we don't switch off because our head is always stuck in something. And I do think we're losing the art of conversation. And it's great to hear facilities and premises like yourselves who encourage that art of conversation again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe I'm an old-fashioned girl, like, but I don't know. I just
there's nothing wrong with that, though. We're losing that. I think we need to go back to that in some way, state or form. Like,
we do, absolutely. And I mean, we've Netflix available on the telly for people as well, and they don't even watch it. You know,
yeah,
they're sitting down, and you know, I've got a wine license now, thank God, so people can have a glass of wine and. Future things then is I'm trying to maybe do something on a Sunday. Somebody mentioned like Burger Sunday and have all kinds of burgers and people can have a glass of wine and whatever. So that might be the next thing I'm doing. But whole house rental is another very popular thing for Robin Hill. People for significant birthdays, family gatherings. I've got a license for small weddings, but I haven't ventured there yet. I'm talking to a fantastic wedding planner who would take over all of that. Because I wouldn't have it on my conscience if I had an upset bride.
There's a lot of pressure when it comes to it. My hat always goes off to wedding planners because you know what? I wouldn't do it for love nor money.
Well, I don't even have anything in the house. She'd be looking after everything else. But it's a lovely place too for, you know, it's a small kind of intimate gatherings, you know. But that's very popular now. We had a family from Waterford, actually. There's a lot of people from Waterford come up. And because I know that you extend to West Waterford, I think, isn't that?
We do indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So, they came up. There was, what was it? It was a 60th birthday party, actually. So the whole family just, I think, Cove is well situated, you know, it's kind of in the middle of lots of different places, you know, and it's easy to get to as well because we have the train and they've got a fabulous bus service now, Cove Connect, which is very popular, and it just makes Cove more accessible to everywhere, really. So the whole house rental is doing very well as well, thank God. So I don't know what else now we'll have to hatch for the new year, but this is kind of how I've developed it.
Yeah, and I must say, and you must be constantly trying to evolve it. I mean, I'm guessing, only listening to your phone, you never stand still, I'd say, for long, do you?
No, I'm not good when I'm standing. My grandmother used to say, the devil likes idle hands.
Just true. Deirdre, it sounds amazing. We better tell people exactly where it is. Is it inside in Cove Town or is it outside Cove Town?
No, it's just before you come into Cove, it's a little place called Rushbrook. and we're based there. Our website is www.robinhill.ie, and we do e-vouchers as well for people who can't get out. I mean, that's the way it's gone these days now. People, you know, getting things emailed to them. So, and our email address is info@robinhill.ie. What else? So the weather is horrendous up here. How bad is it in your...
It's not good down here now either. It's fairly dark and dingy out there now at the moment as well. But look, we can control a lot of things here, but the weather, unfortunately, is not one of them.
No, I've all the candles lighting now and I've got the fire lighting. That's what I'm doing.
You see, if that wouldn't invite you up, and probably, you know, something baking in the oven and a warm cup of tea somewhere in the corner, you see?
And we do very nice soup and sandwiches at lunchtime as well. So I urge all of your listeners to wander up, and we'll welcome you with open hands. And it's like going back into a time warp. It's lovely.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It sounds absolutely... The website is fabulous. I'm looking at it here. It's absolutely beautiful. Give the website address again for people.
www.robinhill.ie.
Perfect. And if people are interested in getting vouchers, or indeed if they're interested in just contacting you and finding out more information, what's the telephone number there?
0214812222.
Deirdre, it has been an absolute pleasure in talking to you. It's lovely to talk to somebody that, you know, it comes back just to the heart of it all, and that's just sitting down, having a conversation and chilling out, and actually chilling out, not pretending you're chilling out, but actually taking the time to stop and, you know, talk to people. It's Robin Hill Sanctuary. It's above there in Rushbrook in Cove. It's only, what are we going to say? I did say 15 minutes off air. It's longer than 50. What's it, about 25 minutes? Is that about right? 25 minutes, half an hour?
Sure. About 40 in my case.
Oh, well, there we go. Depending on the roadworks and the traffic and stuff like that. Deirdre Maxey, proprietor of Robin Hill Sanctuary above there in Cove, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
So much, Linda. It was lovely to talk to you.
You too. Thanks, Deirdre.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So there you go, guys. What a brilliant place that sounds like. And the website is absolutely fabulous. Hop on over there and have a look.